Have you ever thought about your legacy? Have you ever thought about what's going to live on after you're gone? And how is it that all this time that you're spending on this earth right now is actually going to make a difference, matter to anyone when you're gone? Now, I think that's kind of a morbid topic, even thinking about dying and what things are going to look like after you're gone. But I think one thing in common with almost every human being, or at least every human being who wants to make a difference and wants to matter in this world, wants to leave the world a better place, legacy is one of those things that we think about. Maybe we don't think about it as often as we should. Maybe we don't think about it as concrete as many do. But legacy is something I think that is probably important to every single person listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast. Now, what does that have to do with real estate? What does that have to do with growing a business? Well, I recorded a little micro Carrot Cast episode, a Trevor Truck Talk, on my drive in this morning to the office. And I talk about legacy as it relates to an experience I had this past week, this past 2 weeks, with one of my heroes in life, my grandfather passing away earlier than he should have. Okay. And he's one of the most amazing people. I'm going to explain to you on this Trevor Truck Talk the type of man that he was. But also, we're going to talk legacy, because while he had all of the achievements, all of the awards, all of the trophies, all of the Hall of Fame plaques that he could have ever achieved in his particular profession at the level that he was, that's not what's going to live on. That's not going to what's going to live on. That's not what his players, what his family members, what his friends, what his acquaintances who met him for 20 minutes, but remember that 20 minutes 20 years later, that's not what people remember. Okay, the things that they remember are the legacy that he left. And we're going to talk about legacy. And I want you to think about legacy today. I want you to think about legacy while you're in the shower or driving or doing a workout or whatever. How can you be more intentional with your legacy today, tomorrow? How can you be more intentional with your legacy? All right, we're going to talk about that. All right, let's go into the Trevor Talk and introduce you a little bit to my grandpa and the legacy he's left and how you can do the same. So this last week was a pretty darn tough week for me. And I've mentioned about this a little bit if you follow me on Facebook. And I briefly mentioned it on the last episode, or one of the last episodes of the Carrot Cast, that one of my heroes in life, one of my biggest mentors, my grandfather, Howard Morris, passed away a couple weeks back. And that guy, without going into it too much, man, that guy was a huge influence on who I am as a person, as a leader. My positivity, a lot of it came from my dad, and tons of it came from my grandfather. And last week we were down in Klamath Falls, Oregon, where they live and where I grew up, and we have some rental properties down there. And the whole family was there, and it was just really, really amazing having a chance to connect, you know, reconnect with all the family. But one of the cool things I was tasked with doing is one of my uncles reached out to me and said, hey, you know, can you put together a video that's a tribute for Grandpa, for Pa, with his players. He was a coach. He was a Hall of Fame coach for wrestling. His football jersey has been retired in two different places, both his high school and his college. He's in the Hall of Fame of both his high school and his college for sports. Halls of Fame for NAIA college level. I mean, like, he just reached this massive, massive pinnacle of success in his world of what he did in higher education and athletics. So he touched hundreds, if not thousands, of students over the years at his work at Oregon Institute of Technology, my alma mater as well, in Klamath Falls, Oregon, an amazing university. They've won three or four national championships in basketball over the last 10, 12 years. They're just an amazing school. All right. And when I started to talk to all these players, what was clearly, clearly evident was, you know, I'd be talking to players he coached 50 years ago. I'd be talking to players that he coached 30, 40, 50, you know, some of them almost 60 years ago. And the clear thing that every single one of them would talk about, it wasn't necessarily how good of a coach he was. Every single one of them were talking about the legacy that he left within them. Some of these players he hadn't talked to in 20 or 30 years. But, you know, that many years later, they still remembered and lived with the impact that my grandfather made in their lives.
Many of them said, hey, his kindness was the thing that stuck out to me the most and really rubbed off on me in my life. You know, many of them talked about his toughness, but how he did it in a way that just was amazing, and how he expected more of you. But it wasn't like yelling at you tough kind of thing, right? But the cool thing that popped up through this last week, talking to all those players, talking to family, going to the service and talking to tons of players and people who had worked with him over the years, players that he literally played with in college and high school back in the 50s and 40s showed up to his funeral. And it was amazingly touching hearing their stories that someone that they went to school with 60 plus years ago was someone that they would travel across the state or across states in their late 80s to pay tribute to my grandfather for 2 hours. And I started thinking about legacy. And the reason I'm bringing this up in this Carrot Cast is if you're new to the Carrot Cast, one thing that I enjoy doing on these Carrot Casts, this one I'm recording in my truck on the drive to the office, is real estate and entrepreneurship is just one sliver of your life. You know, we all become entrepreneurs. We all become real estate entrepreneurs or whatever type of entrepreneur you are. It doesn't matter. We become entrepreneurs because we want to do a few things. Usually there's lifestyle mixed in there. Usually there's finances mixed in there. Usually there's having that freedom and flexibility to do what you want to do. Sometimes it's making an impact. That's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing with Carrot. That's the reason we started the Carrot Cast, so I could reach more people to make an impact, to hopefully change your life in the way that you're doing business, so you can touch more people and you can be more enriched. You know, maybe you're doing business so you can prove something to someone. Okay, maybe you're doing business so you can get away from a job you hate, not necessarily because you want to go toward being an entrepreneur. There's so many reasons we become entrepreneurs, but one of the biggest things that we all end up doing is we end up putting too much time and too much stock in our identity being an entrepreneur, being a real estate investor, being wealthy, being, you know, whatever it is. And we think that, man, as soon as I build up this big thing, man, as soon as I do this, that's going to be my legacy. That's going to be my legacy. The thing I learned this last week is that our legacy is what we do every day. Our legacy is the people that we touch every single day, the people that you talk to, the people that are going to show up to your funeral in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Okay? What is it that we're doing every single day to build our legacy? And we have to remember, every single person we talk to is a part of our legacy. It's an opportunity to live our legacy, or it's an opportunity to squander that and have your legacy be something that you don't want. So how are we treating people in the day to day? If you're working with sellers or buyers as a real estate investor, are you treating them as a transaction? Are you treating them as a person and a human being? Would they say the words about you that they said about my grandfather? That you're kind, that you're caring, that you give a crap about people, that you do things the right way, that you have honesty, that you have integrity? Are you operating your life that way? Because I know many of us don't for some reason, right? I know with Carrot, many of those things are core values in our business that we live by. And it's for that reason. It's to create legacy. It's to really build something that we're proud of that makes an impact, whether I'm gone tomorrow or in 40, 50 years, 60 years. I want the way that I live life every single day to be my legacy. And one thing that I was talking to a mentor of mine, and this might choke me up a little bit when I'm saying it, but one thing a mentor of mine said a couple weeks ago, he said, you know, your grandfather's gone and it looks like he lived an amazing life. And he said, you are his legacy. And it's not all these things he did is the legacy. It's the people that he touched the most, that he was able to wrap into the way that he lived life. So we saw a new and a better way to live life. We are his legacy to make sure that we carry that forward. So this is a shorter episode of the Carrot Cast. And I just want to kind of toss this message to you as you're driving to work or biking or working out or in the shower or whatever, that use today to build your legacy. Today is a legacy building day. Okay. Today is not a day that you just have a bunch of tasks to do. Find 5 things to do today to build that legacy. Find 5 things to do. It could be being nicer to someone. It could be completely changing the way that you approach the day, approach your life. It could be writing that thank you note to those 3 or 4 people or 5 people that you need to thank. okay, and making that a consistent habit of yours. Whatever your legacy is that you want it to be, do five things today that push that forward, and then do five things tomorrow, and then do five things tomorrow. And eventually it's just going to be baked into your psyche so much that that's the way that people identify you, just like they did my grandfather, where every single person said, man, he was the kindest person I knew. He impacted me more off the field than he did on the field. You know, he expected a lot of me, but it was tough love, and he truly loved me. You know, he did things, he went out of his way. He did inconvenient things that were the right things that built relationship. You know, rather than saying, oh man, well, we're getting kind of busy and, you know, we can't really have you over, or, hey player, you're nervous in town that you just got here and you're kind of homesick. Yeah, you'll get over it. No, he invited those players up to their house, and they fed them. They had them sleep over for multiple days just so they could feel like they had a place that they could call home away from home. You know, so what is that legacy that we're building? And go out there and do it. Because turning in extra transactions is not it. Okay, putting an extra $100,000 in your bank account is not it. That's not it at all. All right? So what are you going to do? And please, if you have kids, right now, one of the biggest things I've noticed myself in this past week, just from hearing my uncles and aunts and the players talk about my grandfather and their experiences with him, I realize, I'm like, man, you know what? All these little things in life with our kids are our legacy. My oldest child will be 7 in a couple of weeks, and that's old enough to remember things well into their adulthood. I remember things from when I was 7. So anything, you know, things I'm doing right now or not doing right now are things that I need to be thinking about a lot more with my kids, because they're old enough to know. And so same thing. What is that with you? What is that with you that you need to start being more conscious of now that your children possibly are old enough to remember these things? What are they going to say about you in 30 years? What are they going to say about you in 40 years, 50 years, about your legacy, the legacy that they left, that they saw you leave, actually? Okay. So please go out there, live that legacy. Okay, that legacy is today. Like I said, it's not 50 years from now. It's not the book that you're going to write. It's not those things. It's how you show up in life every single day. It's measured by the people that show up to your funeral, measured by the people that are going to remember you decades later because of the way that you treated them. It's going to be measured by how much love that you sent to people and how much you really invested in people. All right, so invest in some people today. That's what we're doing for you here. And I really hope to meet as many of you as possible. I know I tossed something out here a couple months back about a possible carrot camp. And if you haven't listened to that episode of the Carrot Cast yet, go back. It's probably about 15 episodes where I pitched an idea of something I was calling Carrot Camp. And Carrot Camp is something that is part of, I wouldn't quite call it legacy building, but it is part of what we want to do, to really better connect with our clients, to better connect with the people that we really, really want to connect with. And also, you know, it's just a way for us to have fun and kind of live some of those core values out more. So keep an eye out. We have narrowed down some dates for this fall for our first Carrot Camp here in the Umpqua Valley in Roseburg. It's going to be amazing. We've already had a lot of people email and message me saying, man, I would come. It's not going to be cheap. It's only going to be high-level people. It's only going to be, you know, 10 to 15 people max, plus some of my team members. And keep an eye out in your inbox and on this Carrot Cast for the announcement, because my guess is it's going to fill up really fast when we open it up here in the next several weeks. And the first people to get their deposits in and the first people to get to come to the very first Carrot Camp, we're going to make it special for you. So have an amazing rest of the day. Make that legacy happen today and invest in someone.
So, after listening to this Trevor Chuck talk, a little bit unconventional Carrot Cast for you, what is your legacy? Whether you're 20 years old or 89 years old, what do you want people to remember you by? What will live on after your bodily presence here on earth is gone? Okay, think about that hard. Because when you're at the point in your life where you're nearing the end or you're at the end, and you look back, what is it that you're going to be proud that you're going to leave in this world? What is it that you would write down or record on a video camera for your kids or your grandkids, your great-grandkids? to have live on without you? I want you to think about that. And then I've got an action item for you. Go and do that now. Okay, go and do that now. Or put it in your schedule now to do those things. Because you never know what's going to happen. With my grandfather, we thought he was going to be around for a while. He's gone through a lot this past year, almost passed away several times, and we thought we had him here for a little while. All of a sudden, one day, we thought he was completely fine, and 4 days later, gone. Okay, and it was just heartbreaking for us. So life is unpredictable, but what we can predict is what we can do right now in the moment. And I just really want to encourage you guys to implement and start doing whatever it is that's going to help you live your legacy more. All right. So with that, I want to leave you for today. I want to encourage you. I want to be that beacon of possibility, you know, and positivity for you today. And that's part of my legacy. I want people going, man, that guy was so kind and he was so positive. He uplifted me every time I heard him or every time he talked. That's part of my legacy. All right. So what's yours?